Good afternoon, and welcome to Night Talk. I'm Joe Murphy, and I'm joined for this afternoon show by my co-host Mike Jakubik and Joe Nevesinski. Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon, Joseph.
Let us begin as we always do with our prayer to St. Michael.
In the name of the Father, and Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Michael.
Big weekend. We had the state convention, and it was a really special one, the 125th. It would be nice to be there for the 150th, but I got my doubts. And
it was the 125th, and it was my first one, too. I thought you were going to say it was a big and important one because it was
You were your first one. Yeah, I know. I know it was a good time to be had by all, and there's a couple of guys that that I do want to mention here. These conventions are not easy to pull off, and I know that we have a resolution. There's going to be a new way of doing the convention. It's actually going to be at the state council level, which is good, but it's also, and that's 2 years from now. It's going to be, if you've never been on the convention committee, you don't know how tough it can really and truly be. And I did want to mention these guys because they did an outstanding job. We have Dan Beck, Wayne Freet, Mark Jago, Joe Cadis, and the three other than Dan have all been past state deputies. Chet Young, Dave Bloomer, Dave Sims, who did a yeoman's job.
Yeah, he was going nuts with registration. I got to tell
easy.
You, man.
It is not easy. We'll talk about that a little bit. Brian Smith, Jerome Wood, who's our state advocate from our area, Kelly Brown, Barry Price, Mike Rybacki, Robert Mayer, and John George. And I'll tell you the truth, it's... my brothers, if you go to a state convention, follow the rules. I mean, one of the biggest things that Dave had is you know, it's really tough when you have documentation that you're going to be feeding 220 people, and all of a sudden you got 270 people show up. And out of the 270 people you have that show up, you think you've got three kids, and it ends up you have 15 kids. Now, none of these numbers are just made up, but it's... This is what happened. So what happened is, and I know that you ate at the banquet.
Yes.
And that was one big piece of prime rib.
That was really good.
And it was huge.
It was really excellent. Yeah.
Well, what happened is when you are an adult and you don't tell people that you're bringing a four-year-old child, the meal they get is one bodacious piece of prime rib. So, you know, that's why these guys on the committee do such a great job, because of the fact that little things pop up and they have no options. They have to continue on.
I'm going to say the Hilton did a great job, too.
Yeah, they
all
did.
They really did.
They really do. Yeah. They're a great place. You know, the only bad thing is they're downtown Harrisburg. And I don't mean that as a derogatory against Harrisburg, but you do have the traffic, you have the parking situation, and all of that.
Sure.
That's a real problem. Now, the good thing is you also have so many people in the area, brother knights from all over. So, Joseph, I know you got to talk to some of them.
Yeah, it was really good. We're going to play some clips right now. The first clip I want to do is Ken Grugel, and he's the immediate past president, state deputy. And then right after that, we talked to Mike Kowalski. He's my district deputy. So, Joe, if you can work your magic and make that file come up, that would be really great.
All right, let's see what we can do here.
I'm Joe Nevesinski. I'm at the state convention right now, and I'm with a great guest. Would you introduce yourself for us?
My name is Dr. Ken Grugel, and I am the immediate past state deputy of the Pennsylvania Knights of Columbus, and you are hearing this live from the 125th anniversary convention of the Pennsylvania Knights of Columbus. We have well over 300 delegates here today. We've just gone through our resolutions section, and we've passed some great ideas that'll be going on to the Supreme Convention, as well as some business for the operation for the good of the order in Pennsylvania. This afternoon, we'll be having a convention mass at 5 p.m., followed by our 125th convention anniversary gala, which will be a black tie affair for the state officers, chairman, and directors. And we're looking forward to having a wonderful evening, as well as we conclude our convention tomorrow morning. And we wish all our delegates and their families a safe trip home. Thank you for the opportunity to be on the radio.
Thanks for your time. Appreciate it. Right now, I'm joined by District Deputy Mike Kowalski. Thanks for being here with us.
Thanks for having me.
So we're at the state convention. Any words for us?
Oh, we just had, it was just a major experience. We just had a couple contentious votes that we had on the floor. We had a little bit of adjustment for the state convention. We had a adjustment for the state convention that the state council is going to start taking that over. That passed. That the whole Northeast vote didn't want to do that, but we ultimately, the votes were in our favor. And the second is the adjustment for delegates that each district, each region has a equal votes.
Which makes sense.
And then there were some procedural issues that ultimately ended up so that we got the resolution passed. It was a long fight for the Central East and the Central West, so we're very happy.
Yeah, there's a little bit of relief in the room right now. Right?
Oh, there's a lot of relief. Possibly some anger from the Northeast, but I think they've cleared out by now.
I think you're right. Yeah, some of us are just hanging out here, though, but that was really, really good. So thank you for spending some time with us.
Oh, thank you for having me, Joe.
And that was our first couple of interviews, Michael.
Yeah, one of the things that our worthy district deputy Mike mentioned was the fact that there was some contention on the voting. And actually, the one that we were most interested in, there really wasn't any. That was the big one about...
We thought there would be, though.
Yeah, and that was the one that's going to... who's going to be running the state conventions. And as we mentioned earlier, convention committees are tough. I mean, it's a hard job to do. And you figure you only do it once every 5 years. So one of the resolutions was is to put that back at or put that into the state council. And then they would get representatives from all the regions to be on that committee. But they would run it with, actually, if you think about it, they're going to run it with a lot more efficiency than we've ever run it in the past. Because you can start looking at long-term contracts, deals with people. You know, you'd be able to say, hey, if you do this for us, we can do that for you.
It makes more sense.
It really does. I mean, we tried this, I think it was like 10 or 12 years ago.
And there was some opposition to it. Yeah. At the
we tried it years ago, and what happened was, is, and then it kind of screwed us now, because in those days, you could get a long-term contract. Mm-hmm. You could turn around and go to a hotel and say, you know what, I'd like to be here for 5 years. And they knew that they had a solid thing. Today I was talking to Wayne Freed at the state convention, and one of the issues that they can't get long-term contracts now, and the reason being is inflation with the food.
Yes.
You don't have the big problem with the facilities.
The facilities would
be willing to give you a five-year contract, but then when you get into the food situation, nobody knows, nobody knows what tomatoes will cost 3 years from now.
Yeah.
So that's kind of bad. But the other one that was in contention was Supreme Delegates. And Supreme Delegates, I think what actually happened was the individual was looking at its short-term representation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And what he was saying was, and rightfully so, he was saying, well, the first year, these two regions are going to get hurt. They're basically going to be one person.
Right, but after that, it's a level playing field for everybody, which
exactly
we don't
right.
have.
Exactly right, Joseph.
Yeah.
You know, and it was going to happen to somebody. You know, this is one of those deals where if you did it in 2023, it was going to be this region.
Right.
If you wait until 2024, it's going to be that region. Well, they picked 2026, so it happened to be their region. So they were very upset about it. But when you look at a 10-year plan, 20-year plan, 30-year plan, it balances
you're going,
out.
You're going to have a level playing field.
And that's
somebody,
really what it was
somebody
about.
Somebody for the next several years was going to be one delegate short.
Yeah. And now it's much more fair.
Yeah. I think, you know, and, you know, one of the things that our guys brought up was the fact that they were looking at it long term. Mm-hmm. This is a long term solution to a problem that's existed for years. And that's really what it was all about. But I really liked your the two guys you had on there.
Well, I got another one. I got our state Warren, Dave Spatch.
Oh, okay.
Next. So Joe, if you can find that file, we can listen to that one.
We're doing with David Spatch. Okay, let me see what we can do. We'll push some magic button.
I have another dignitary with me right now. You want to introduce yourself?
Hello, I'm Dave Spath. I'm the state warden for the jurisdiction of Pennsylvania.
And we're at the state convention here right now, right?
We are at the state convention. We just finished our afternoon session on Saturday, and we voted on resolutions.
And a lot of people are kind of in shock on how short that took, right?
It went a lot better than it could have. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I think that was a record on how quickly that happened. Right?
So we got through it. Both the resolutions that were being discussed could have been in high contention. I think we resolved the things and reached a resolution on that rather quickly.
Yeah, it was quick and fast and relatively painless, right?
Well, we'll talk to the guys that didn't go their way.
But, exactly.
No, it's I think it's in the best interest. You know, we're all knights. Mm-hmm. We all have opinions. At the end of the day, we're still all brothers. Okay,
exactly.
So I respect the thing, the incidents that we're not just a bunch of yes men or a bunch of me toos.
Right. Right.
Okay, and so yes, there's contention. There's for and against it. Okay, and at the end of the day, I think we're all going to come together and mm-hmm. just. Recognize that this is in the best interest of the order for us.
Excellent. Well, thank you.
And if it doesn't work, then there'll be another resolution next year.
That's right. We're looking forward to tonight's dinner.
I am too. Yeah. I get fed.
There you go. Yes. We'll talk to you later again. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
And gentlemen, we have about a minute and a half left in the first segment. Any comments, concerns, or anything you want to voice?
Well, I thought it was interesting. At the end of that interview, I talked about the banquet that night. When we come back to the second segment, each one of these interviews I end with, and don't forget we have the banquet tonight. You can tell I was hungry when I was doing these interviews.
I'll tell you what, though. The portion of the meat, you probably were not hungry after you ate.
No, it was yeah, a great, great
somebody
meal.
Told me there was a whole, that big yeah, piece
it was,
of prime rib
like
on the plate.
Three quarters of a pound, I think.
Yeah, it was a lot of
yeah, the Hilton does a nice job over there.
Yeah, they do. And for my first convention, it was really neat. I thought the voting process was really neat to be a part of, and to see knights from all around the state, get to meet knights from all around the state. I thought it was a fantastic experience, and I highly recommend it for any knights that have never gone to a state convention. You need to go. I think next year it's going to be in the east, so it'll probably be in the Philadelphia area, maybe King of Prussia. I think
that's where they normally go.
So I'll be planning to go next year.
Yeah, and I think the big thing is. That's the one thing I miss about not being at the state anymore. I don't miss not being in the job, but I only get to see all these guys once mm-hmm. a year, you know, or I got to see them a lot more when I was at the state. Mm-hmm. But it's really something.
All right. Before we go to break, we are in the middle of our pledge drive here at the radio station, Joseph. Why don't we put a little shameless plug in for us?
Yeah, well, it's not shameless. I mean, come on. This is our
No, it's not. I was being facetious.
I know. It's our phone number is 717-525-8110. So if you can make a contribution to Holy Family Radio to help us keep Catholic radio on the air in central Pennsylvania, and I know we have people all listening all over the place, podcasts and everything. So make your call now, 717-525-8110.
All righty. That's going to wrap things up. We'll be back right after these messages. And welcome back to Night Talk. I'm Joe Murphy, and I'm joined by Mike Jakubik and Joe Novosinski, and we've been kind of...
It's a recap, is what it is.
A recap of the state convention. I was looking for a word, Joseph. Thank you. Okay, so let's go from... what do we got coming up next?
Well, I have just a short interview that I did with Wayne Freed. He's our past... state director, right?
State deputy.
I'll say it correctly, right?
Actually, Wayne was state deputy 5 years ago, or 10 years ago. 5 years ago. 5 years ago, when we had 10 years ago, he was state deputy. Mm-hmm. 5 years ago, he was also chairman for the convention committee. Mm-hmm. So we're back to where we were 5 years ago.
And now he's the guild.
Yes, McGivney Guild. Now. And, yes. You know, that's something that, you know, I think I'm glad you brought that up. Something we should bring up. Mm-hmm. Anyone can be a member of the Father McGivney Guild. And it's free. You can sign up online. I know you can contact the station here, and the guys will be more than happy to get mm-hmm. the information out to you. But... you know, we're praying for one more miracle. I think they have one in the works, trying to verify it for Father McGivney to become a saint. And I think what's important about this is Father McGivney was just, and I mean this in the capital words with the big exclamation, just a normal parish priest that did so much, just like our priests do mm-hmm. today.
Yeah, and, you know, Wayne reminded everybody to make that, you know, join the guild, now's the time to do it. Because we so many knights and so many knights and aren't even members, right. Much less their families. Everybody can be
And it doesn't cost you anything. You get a nice little newsletter, mm-hmm. tells you what's happening. If nothing else in the newsletter, what I like to read is all the people that have asked for Blessed Michael McGivney's intercession. And things are happening positive, so I would assume in their lives Father McGivney did step in.
Yeah. Well, let's go to that that short tape we did with Wayne.
Okay, I'm here with another dignitary here at the convention. You want to introduce yourself and maybe say a couple of words?
Yeah, my name's Wayne Freet. I'm past State Deputy of Pennsylvania and the current Blessed Michael McGivney Guild Chairman. And we've just wrapped up the afternoon session on Saturday afternoon. And we had a great potential to be here for a long time because they were interested in voting on a major change in our delegates to the Supreme Convention and the way the State Council handles the State Convention. And everything went in favor. It was almost unanimous. And so it was a great time and a great change for the 125th State Convention.
Yeah, how about it only took less than a half hour to do that, right?
It took less than a half hour to get 9 resolutions passed.
Yeah, probably a record, right?
It is a record. Yeah. It is a record.
Well, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
That interview was with Wayne Freet, our past state deputy. Yeah. We have one more interview remaining, but Michael, you had...
If you were at the convention, or even if you weren't, you know how audio-visual equipment is so important. On our convention committee, we have an individual, the chairman for that,
sure.
for audio-visual, and it happened to be Mike Rybacki. Mm-hmm. And I know Mike, I've known Mike for a long time. He's a former district deputy. He's a past Grand Knight.
And a member of my council, 4068.
And he's a member of your council, 4068. Yep. And he does a real good job. And he was, if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have the audio visual. And the thing is one, and that's these things, I mean, if you listen to what our past state deputy, Wayne Freed, had said, is it's so important to be able to have continuity. And that's why it was important for that resolution to pass, to take it to the state council. Because just like this, you know, Mike was our audio-visual coordinator 5 years ago, mm-hmm. and now he's doing it again. That's a tough job to try to remember everything mm-hmm. and to coordinate. And I can guarantee you, when you go to these, when you're working with these hotels to do these conventions, if you tell them that you want 5 tables or you want 3 microphones, and you come up to them at the last minute and say, I need 4 microphones, you ought to see how amazingly that $125 fee goes up.
That's right.
So Mike did a yeoman's job, as all the guys on the convention committee did.
Yeah, you want to play Mike's interview?
We can do that. We'll push some more magic buttons and we'll play Mike's interview then.
Okay, I'm here with another guest. Do you want to introduce yourself?
I'm Mike Rybacki. I'm a representative of Council 4068 and a member of the convention committee.
And you did a lot of work on this thing, right? This is a great convention so far.
Well, they made me in charge of coordinating the audiovisual mm-hmm. because I know how to spell AV.
There you go. Yeah, you're perfect for that, right? So what do you think about what just happened here at this vote?
It was unexpected. Mm-hmm. I think it made sense. What prevailed made a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's been festering now for... the last floor fight I remember, which was about eight years ago, over this, it was a knockdown drag-out battle.
Yeah, and it went so much quicker than we ever thought it would happen, right?
Who
would have thought?
there was expected to be more opposition, mm-hmm. and it seems that at least one more region kind of acquiesced in part, if not in whole, that it was a reasonable course of action.
Right. Well, I appreciate your time, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at the dinner tonight.
Oh, I'll be there.
Thanks.
And Joseph.
Yeah, well, that was it. It was fantastic. It was a great convention for my very first one. I'm looking forward to going next year. So I definitely want to be there next year.
I think they're always a good time. And like I said, one of the most important things is you get to see brother knights who you haven't seen for years, and or at least a year, mm-hmm. and from all over the country, or all over the state of Pennsylvania. Oh, one of the things I would like to do is, and we'll wrap up the convention, is on behalf of the convention committee and all of the State Council of Pennsylvania. I'd like to thank all the Brother Knights who attended the state convention with their wives and their families. And a real special thanks out to the Hilton chain for doing such a fantastic job for us. The servers who, you know, they don't get a lot of kudos, you know. Yeah. I mean, we do thank them and everything there, but it was really nice. Going to hit one or two little highlights. We gave the State Council, on behalf of all the members of the Knights of Columbus in the state of Pennsylvania, gave $105,000 to Special Olympics.
Wow.
This year, yeah.
So that's something that, you know, you guys should all be proud of.
And was it 16 ultrasound machines?
Yeah, we 15 total, I think, and we're looking at another one.
Right.
The things that are being accomplished in the state of Pennsylvania are fantastic. While we're on that subject, we're going to try to get Mike Kish, our state deputy, and his wife on the radio show, and this is an upcoming show. I don't want to steal their thunder, but one of the things that I think we do have to mention is that when you bring a Catholic man into the member of the Knights of Columbus, you are truly saving a soul, because you will make him a better Catholic, a better man, a better father, a better husband. So really and truly, any of you out there, if you ever thought about becoming a member of Knights of Columbus, now is the time to do it.
Amen. Amen to that.
Yeah, we got to get our Knights to do a better job recruiting, too.
Yeah,
so
we
That was emphasized during the convention, too. So, excellent. So we have a few minutes left, and I just want to talk about our pledge drive that we're doing right now. Holy Family Radio comes to our listeners twice a year, and we ask them for money. Basically, it's the spring. It's the time to do it. And right now, we're having our pledge drive in honor of Mary, our mother. And we know that there are people who've been listening for a long time. Now's the time for you to step forward and be counted as one of our supporters. We know you've been meaning to make that call. You just haven't done it yet. Now's the time to do it. Our number is 717-525-8110. You can pledge online also at 720whyf.com, quickly and securely on our website. We're really proud of the fact that so many of our listeners have supported Holy Family Radio, and these listeners have become part of our family, and we're happy that they made this decision. So we're asking you right now to join them in making that decision at 717-525-8110. We know that you're out there listening. In Knights of Columbus, we know that we have you listening, and many of you are listening as a podcast. Some of you are streaming it on your computer. Please take the time right now to make that pledge. Make that call. We'd like to have a monthly pledge. If you can't do a monthly pledge, give us a one-time donation. We think that would be a really great thing to do. You know, I want you all to think about the first time you may have experienced Holy Family Radio and what it means to you. Reflect on all the things that the Catholic radio station has done for you to help us promote our Catholic faith and to educate and encourage our Catholic listeners. Please make that pledge right now at 717-525-8110. Right, Joe?
You're right, Ed. You know what? It's the money that we take out on these pledge drives, ladies and gentlemen, and my dear listeners, helps us with the day-to-day operations of this radio station. You know, we've got to pay an electric bill, a cable bill, you know, the whole nine.
License fees
and stuff.
All those
things
have gone up this year,
yes,
too. Yeah.
But they've gone up, and we have some dated or outdated equipment that needs to be replaced, some of which is broken, and we have, you know, you kind of keep spare parts in the tool pouch right here in the studio with us. That sounds like an over-exaggeration, but it's true, because our engineer for the radio station lives in Palmyra, and it takes him a while to get up here. So sometimes we can fix stuff on our own, and other times it's stuff that, because he is a licensed engineer, he can to work on the transmitter equipment. We can't.
But. Yeah, we're the only place that you can get authentic Catholic programming, like EWTN, our local shows. We believe that we're reliable, and we're consistent, and we're dependable. So we need you to now step up and join us in this effort to keep Holy Family Radio on the air. 717-525-8110.
And we have volunteers standing by to take your calls. We are not going to interrupt our normal programming for the month of May. We are just going to have promos played, and we will go live occasionally, Joseph or myself or Mike, to ask you to be as generous as you can be. Michael?
Yeah, I think one of the things that you need to think about is, you just listened to a show talking about the Knight State Convention. So the two things that drive this radio shows are evangelization and information. And I think that's really something to be proud of, because that's what our faith calls us to do. You know, when Jesus mm-hmm. said, when he said, he didn't send out 35,000 people to go out and convert. He mm-hmm. sent 12 men out, and mm-hmm. he says, evangelize in my name. And that's what you guys are doing here at Holy Family Radio.
And this is our 12th year on the air. Yeah. So
that's something, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's, and I've been here 10 of those 12, so yeah.
Yeah, we're really happy to bring EWTN program into Central Pennsylvania. Particularly, we're proud of Night Talk. Night Talk was our very first original program here. So, Joe, let's wrap it up because we're running out of time. Can we do that?
We can do that. along with Mikey Kubik and Joe Nevesinski, I'm Joe Murphy. Thank you for listening. Stay safe out there. God bless.